Well, in other news, Brazilians go to the polls on Sunday to elect their next president in a runoff election. And when I say Brazilians, I mean all Brazilians, or at least nearly all of them. The law in Brazil requires every eligible voter to vote except members of the military and elderly people. Lourdes Garcia Navarro is NPR's correspondent in Sao Paulo, Brazil. She's been watching the race closely and joins us now. Welcome, Lourdes.
Thank you.
And it looks like President Rousseff has pulled ahead in the polls in the last few days. What are people in Brazil talking about just 2 days before the election?
Yeah, so most of the recent poll numbers are out, and they show incumbent Dilma Rousseff ahead by 6 to 8 points. That's ahead of her competitor, Aécio Neves. They had been neck and neck for a while now, with Neves actually ahead of her at a certain point. But that has reversed itself. And I think this anecdote will tell you why some people have shifted their vote. There's a doorman in a building that my producer spoke to. He used to live in a favela or a shantytown before Rousseff's party, the PT, came to power. He never had a fixed job, he tells us. And now he has a house that was given to him by a government program for housing for the poor. He has a steady job with a better salary because the economy has grown. And he gives credit for all of this to the policies of this government and the one before it, which was run by Rousseff's mentor, Ignacio Lula da Silva. They are all from the same party. And that's what Rousseff's people have been hitting on it. They've been reminding people how much things have changed in the 12 years since the PT has been in power, how much the economy has grown, how better off people are, supposedly.
And yet, right now, Brazil is in recession. Inflation is very high.
That's the thing. There is this script the government here is selling. It's about how great things are. But the reality, as you say, is that the economists are saying that Brazil has slipped into a technical recession. The real's value has plunged. Inflation is a huge problem. But when you speak to people, so many are worried about education and healthcare, and they're very critical of the government on those things. But millions were brought out of poverty during the last 12 years, and people are afraid that they will lose what they have gained, that they will slip down that rung again.
And let's talk about the candidates here. And the one that we don't know as well, that would be Aécio Neves. Tell us about him. And there was a social media frenzy this week when Lindsay Lohan showed support for him.
Yeah, let's start with Aécio Neves. I mean, he comes from a very fine political pedigree here. He is the grandson of a much beloved politician. He was the governor of one of the largest, most powerful states here, Minas Gerais. So he is a known quantity. And, he comes from a right of center party. And that's one of the problems. He has a bit of an image problem of being elitist, only serving the interests of the wealthy. It's no secret here that the markets and big business, and for that matter, the big media companies, all want Aécio Neves to win. And if he does, he's promised a serious change in direction for the country. That means less state intervention, opening up the markets. So a different tact. And yes, as you mentioned, Lindsay Lohan has become a sort of bizarre star in this political season. Brazil is one of the most active places in the world for social media, and it's really gone into overdrive during these elections. And apparently Lindsay Lohan set Twitter on fire because she tweeted an endorsement of Aécio Neves. It was written in this very odd language. It didn't seem like it was written by an actual English speaker. And as it turns out, it was a sort of sponsored tweet that she then had to retract because, of course, it was being made fun of all over social media here. And it was just a pretty funny episode. But we also have Naomi Campbell tweeting in support of Aécio Neves, and it's just become a kind of a bit of a silly season in that sense.
I'm actually surprised that people in Brazil know who Lindsay Lohan is, but I guess she's a big star there.
I guess, people know who Lindsay Lohan is. They definitely follow the American stars. And even though her star has faded, they definitely knew who she was. And they weren't terribly impressed with her endorsement of the candidate. I think it did more harm than good.
And what about President Rousseff? What's the relationship going to be like with the U.S. if she is reelected?
I mean, I think that's certainly one of the big questions right now. If she is reelected, and it looks like she will be, if we look at the most recent polls, they've had a very rocky relationship, certainly after Dilma Rousseff decided not to go on that state visit, if you'll recall, to see President Obama, after it was shown that the NSA had been spying on her and her cabinet.
Right.
So it remains to be seen if, you know, if that relationship can be repaired, if there's even the will here for it to be repaired. And let's not forget, you know, we have an election of our own in 2 years. So Dilma Rousseff, if she is reelected, will be dealing with a new American president, and that might be able to reset the clock. There are more expectations that if Aécio Neves wins, that he would have a much warmer relationship with the United States. He certainly indicated that that would be the case. And I think that would be obviously a welcome development for the United States. Brazil is the sixth largest economy in the world. It is part of the BRICS, so it has very strong relationships with countries like Russia and China. And it is a big player in this region. It gives a lot of support to countries like Venezuela, countries like Cuba, which do not have warm relationships with the United States. So if it changed its leadership, would those foreign policy choices change? What would that mean for Latin America? What would that mean for the world? It's a very important election in that sense.
And BRICS, by the way, for people who don't know, that's some of the emerging economies in the world: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Lourdes, one more thing. There's a drought and water crisis in Brazil right now. Is that playing into the election?
Absolutely. Aécio Neves' party is in control of the governorship of Sao Paulo, where the drought has hit worst. And it's being used as a political baton to beat him with, if you will. It's a really serious problem here, the drought. It's on the front page every single day. We really can't overstate it. There are areas that have seen no water for weeks. People are hoarding water. They're trucking in water. People are digging wells just to get access to water. This is in the financial capital of the country and the largest city in South America. So it's a real crisis.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR's international correspondent, joining us from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And again, the election is this Sunday. Lourdes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not that I have to remind any Brazilians if they're listening, because as we said, they are required by law
to
vote.
Required by law.
The most we can do here, and by the way, we do have an election coming up a week from Tuesday, is at least tell you that there's an election coming up a week from Tuesday. A lot of people, Robin, aren't even aware of that at this point, although not our listeners.
In other countries, they are required to vote.